Hi there.
Hey guys, I'm Bryn.
And I'm Heather.
And we have a special guest on my phone. This is Ken Sternfield.
Ta-da! Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm with the out-of-the-box pharmacist. Oh my God.
We are so excited to have Ken here. For those of you who don't know him, he creates amazing podcasts with the Pharmacy Podcast Network and Helium Radio. You can learn so much about him. I first found Ken, I think probably about a year ago. I was doing P90X in my living room on silent mode, and I wanted to learn more about pharmacy. So I got onto the Pharmacy Podcast Network and was enamored with his PGX for Pharmacists and learning about pharmacogenetic testing. And so I resonated with his message of practicing at the top of our licenses.
Absolutely.
And I just was like, this is an amazing mission. So I reached out and just got chatting with Ken and have learned so much from him in the past year, whether it's on his podcast, whether it's chatting with him on the way into work and hearing his vision and seeing what he's doing with students and pharmacists and helping patients. So we're very, very happy to have him with
us. Totally excited.
Well, I am super excited to be here because you inspire me too. I mean, I'm kind of living the dream, you know, reaching out, you know, not only through podcasting, but connecting with thought leaders and wonderful women of pharmacy or people in pharmacy like you inspires me, because the more people that you can help in life, the better you feel. And the more people that, and the better you feel, the more things you can do to help other people. So I thank you for connecting with me.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and you didn't know this, Ken, but you're actually sitting on my back porch and you're by the pool and the water is trickling around and it's a beautiful sunny day here in Florida. You have no idea. It's a beautiful day for you here.
Well, it's definitely a beautiful day, and thank you for that, because, you know, I have a face for radio, and, you know, it's like I have this actually one of my students gave me a little image that she made. It was an art piece, and it said Ken Cares, and it was sitting there. It was like a bear sitting there just relaxing, kind of looking like he was just sitting there. So, you know, she would say, Ken, you know, you care about us, you really are doing things above and beyond. So when she finished her rotation, she made this for me, and I put it up in the physician office, Dr. Goodman, who I work in, and actually I use it now as my profile, as my photo, because, you know, my picture has been known to frighten, you know, young children and older women in my life. So I use the Ken Cares vision. I don't know whether you have it and you can show it, but that's who I am.
Nice.
Well, and tell us more about Dr. Goodman. I know you often talk about him and your work there on your podcast. So for our viewers, tell our viewers what you do there.
Well, what I do there is, the first and foremost, is he's my doctor. He's a concierge physician who we've been with for over 35 years. And when he turned his practice into concierge medicine, my first response to my wife was, well, listen, I can find another doctor. You know, I'm a pharmacist. I can get a Z-Pak anywhere I want. But she says, no, Dr. Goodman identified my IBS, identified things. We need Dr. Goodman. We need that personalized attention. And, you know, at that point, it was happy wife, happy life. So I gave her the Amex card, because there was a, you know, a course for that personalized service. And I will tell you that Dr. Goodman has saved my life.
Wow.
Because when, a couple of years later, I had 4 surgeries in 14 months, replacing bilateral hip, bilateral knee. I ultimately had some spinal surgery, and I have a number of different chronic care conditions. And having that personalized medical coach, that person who will tell you what not to do, as opposed to only what you should do, has really been important. So about 5 years ago, I went to Dr. Goodman at a time in my life when I was struggling. My father-in-law had recently passed away. I was one of his caregivers, and I felt a tremendous void in my life. And I went to him clinically depressed. I said, you know, I'm working at CVS. You know, I'm doing what I do, but I just don't feel right because I'm not helping enough patients. So I said, let me come in on Friday and just sit here, and if I can help one patient in your practice, talk about medications, avoid side effects, adverse reactions, help them save money on prescriptions, you know what, it'll be a better day for me. And we started Pharmacy Friday at the office of Dr. Michael Goodman, and that is the birthplace of RxVIP Concierge.
That is. I didn't know that, personally. I'm still learning all this stuff. That's really interesting. I didn't know that's where it started.
It was my desire to do more, and really it was a personal connection that I saw Dr. Goodman talking to patients, listening to me when I walked in there, and, you know, it wasn't like 3 minutes, you know, coming in and, oh, how you doing, Mr. Sternfeld? Let's check your blood pressure and get out of here. Mm-hmm. I mean, in many cases, as a concierge physician, he took the time and he made the time to listen to me and to guide me on a path to better health. So I said to him, I said, when I grow up, Dr. Goodman, I said, I want to be what you are. Pharmacy doesn't have this concierge approach to healthcare. It's fast food pharmacy. It's drive-through pharmacy. It kills me. I do it. I do it very well. Paragon winner at CVS and, you know, emerging leader and all that stuff that they want me to do. But I need to help more patients. I need to spend more time. And to do that, I couldn't do it in the pharmacy. So I said, I want to do it in your office. And he loved it. And that's where he's our chief medical officer, oversight. He recommends us because what we've done for his practice and his patients has been measurable. And he loves having a pharmacist on his staff.
Well, and you mentioned the students. Do the students go there with you and partake in helping there too?
Yes, that became the first practice facility. St. John's University came out. Toro came out to visit us because they hadn't seen this collaborative relationship. It was 5 years ago. I mean, everyone talks about collaboration now, but we were like, what is this? What are you doing out there? So they came, you know, it's like they had to see what it was. And when they did, each one of the experiential, you know, educators who would come said, boy, I want to work here. This is great. You know, so we got accredited by St. John's, by University of Buffalo, Creighton University, Toro, LIU, you know, other universities. We've recently added since Nova Southeastern in Florida, Arizona. You know, we're everywhere that students want to learn more in an environment that is unusual to the traditional pharmacy pathways.
I'm so full of questions because, Ken, this is good for me because, like, I'm still learning all this stuff about you. So then you mentioned RxVIP. That's where that started. So what is RxVIP?
Well, RxVIP is really the marriage of a pharmacist and a patient. And we deliver value-based services at the point of care. That is the definition, from my perspective, of healthcare. Because you need to adapt to patient-centric care where the patient is most conducive to listening to the things that you have to do. So RxVIP concierge is really patient-centric care to advance the health of the patient by doing all the things, not just medication-related, but being a care coordinator, by being someone who looks at the whole picture. Someone who listens to the needs of the patient and creates his or her own soap note. It's like the soap note on steroids. If that patient can't get to the doctor, well, what do we do to help them get to the doctor? If that patient can't afford their medication, what do we do to help them afford their medication? So it really is the ultimate professional engagement and why we went to school, to help patients.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of pharmacists have that yearning to do exactly what you're talking about, being more holistic. You didn't use that word, but I look at that as being holistic, looking at all the ways we can help a patient. We just recently did a recording with someone, and we talked about how we can't just address the medications. You have to address the nutrition, the socioeconomic needs of that patient, just everything around that patient. And it sounds like that's what you're focused on. And also what I loved about what you said, Ken, the biggest thing is, what are the patient's goals? So a lot of times we're so set in what we know the guidelines say and the right therapy for the patient, but we don't always check in with them. We like to think we do, but I don't know that we always do that. And that's so important.
Well, we learned through pharmacogenetics that one size doesn't fit all. And in healthcare, one size doesn't fit all.
Right.
To your point, you are exactly right. Every patient is a new experience. Every patient presents a curveball. Every patient has an opportunity for you to engage something different in your cognitive skill set that maybe the next patient or the last patient didn't need.
True.
You need to address the needs of the patient, and it only comes through listening, and it only comes through taking the time and making the time to help that patient. Mm-hmm. Not to think about dispensing anything but care, compassion, and empathy. Mm-hmm. That is the core of concierge pharmacy. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned specificity, or however you would say that. There's nothing more like that than your genes, right? And so you mentioned, I think, that the pharmacogenomics, that there is nothing more patient-specific right. than that.
Well, when I was asked by Todd to do the PGX for Pharmacists podcast, which was really a life changer and a game changer for me. Number one, I couldn't spell podcast. I had never listened to a podcast. I didn't know anything about podcasting. And he reached out to me because they were looking for a host on a topic that really was resonating, you know, a number of years ago. I mean, right now everybody's talking about it, but a couple of years back, you know, who was talking about it? And certainly there weren't many, if any, pharmacists engaged in it. And we were from the very, very beginning, you know, in our business model, looking at how do you do a medication reconciliation for a patient if you don't know right. that the drugs you're reconciling are even metabolized correctly. So I fused the pharmacogenetic information into chronic care management and the medication comprehensive reviews, because it really just made for a very engaging, understandable dialogue with the patient. They understood that we were trying to avoid trial and error. They understood that avoiding adverse drug reactions and avoiding the trial and error that the doctor, as good as he or she is, can't know unless they get this information, would lower the cost of healthcare also.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have, so it resonated so easily. And we didn't have to sell tests. We're not a PGX peddler. You know, there are many out there. We don't. But we show the benefits. When, you know, it's like selling a car, you have features and benefits. We never talk about the features of the test. We talk about the benefits. And Mary Smith, the benefit of this test to you, based on specific drugs that you're taking, you know, the general population, maybe 10 or 15%, might have a variant, Mary, to this in their genes to this drug. I don't know if you do, mm-hmm. but I think it's important that we find out. The benefit is finding out. The benefit is then what will your doctor be able to do better when he or she has this information? Because education and information is the key to healthcare.
Right. And for the patient, a lot of times we can prevent, some of those can help us prevent side effects from medications. Yeah. So
we've gone past side effects because side effects are built in to the drugs. I mean, all you have to do is listen to, you know, an ad on Big Pharma. They talk about the side effects of a drug. It's inherent. What we're trying to avoid is adverse drug reactions, which are the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. Last year, 125,000 people died from an adverse drug event.
That's preventable. That's preventable. Yeah.
It is. 2 million of people went to a hospital. Avoidable. Wow. Preventable. So the best way to take care of a patient is to offer preventative health care. You know, the annual wellness visits that Medicare put in, they're not a physical exam. It's preventative screenings. Knowing what's going to happen before that patient gets ill and you have to treat them in an acute care situation is how this country will better serve their patients. So everything we do, from our annual wellness visits, from our chronic care management, from our pharmacogenetics, from our medication reconciliations, is preventative to make that patient feel confident that we're looking out for them.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And then it sounds like you're also doing exciting things, expanding into various doctor's offices in various states.
Yep. Well, again, you know, word of mouth is the best thing. You know, you don't see a billboard on US-1 that says, you know, who wants a concierge pharmacist? So, you know, we're not marketing, you know, our services. We're offering services, and we use two different approaches, which have both been very successful. The first is that the patient who is served is really what we're there for. So if a patient sees this concierge approach to healthcare, they tell someone else in their family, in their circle, their loved ones, to talk to their physician. So if we give information to a patient, which we do, about pharmacogenetics, it's not to overstep the doctor. It's for them to ask their doctor about pharmacogenetics. And by doing that, it creates a very warm, easy, non-invasive relationship, potentially, with that new provider who wants to take care of their patients.
Yeah.
So that's the first approach that we take in growing our business. And then we have had several practices opened up just through the introduction of the patient.
Wow.
The second approach is obviously a successful and a happy physician, Dr. Michael Goodman, as part of a concierge nationwide group called MDVIP. Now, we're not looking to go directly, corporately, to be involved with MDVIP. However, there are many MDVIP physicians who Dr. Goodman knows. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Goodman introduces us to Dr. Adam Cohn. Mm-hmm. Dr. Adam Cohn now is the second training facility that we have in Gretna, who introduces us to Dr. Leslie Rector, you know, to Dr. Pitara. So when you are doing good things, you know, the word travels fast. And then through our educational relationships, we're brought into other large-scale ACO hospital units, because many of the universities, specifically Nova Southeast, works with hospitals in Florida, and they need pharmacists to collaborate with their students. Mm. Well, that's our model.
Right.
So we're identifying people where we say, well, how can we help?
Right.
How can we help? Where is the pain point for you? Oh, I need this. I need to be staffed here. Fine, we can do that. Oh, I need medication management. Fine, we can do this. Oh, I'm interested in pharmacogenetics. Fine, we can do this. You know, we're very Gumby-like. We're very flexible.
Like you.
Because you have to be. You have to be, because collaboration is the key. We're not providers. We're not recognized. We can't bill directly. So, you know, healthcare 101, in my opinion, is about collaboration with other healthcare providers. Who doesn't want a pharmacist? The only reason they don't want a pharmacist is if you walk in and say, hey, you know, here I am, pay me $120,000. Well, you get thrown the door very simply. We make money for the physician. We increase their reimbursement. We increase their measurable metric scores. Why wouldn't they want us? But you have to be, it's like personal branding. You have to walk in as, hello, meet the pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Don't go in with an agenda, because you don't know what the agenda is. You don't know. You know, I had one practice who simply wanted me to do prior authorizations. Mm-hmm. Well, did I go to school to do prior authorizations? No. But do I know more about prior authorizations by being a pharmacist than Mary in the office who has to sit on the phone for an hour to get those drugs? Look, do I cover my meds? Can I get things done quicker? Yes.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, we're in that practice with that door opener. Now we're doing transitional care and remote patient monitoring with that practice.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I've heard that more and more from physicians that get a pharmacist in their practice for something maybe minor or not as major as you would think, and then they find them indispensable. Like I have one practice I know of that they had a pharmacist, lost the pharmacist, and now they're just like, they're just going crazy. They're like, we got to have a pharmacist. We have to get another pharmacist back in here. So I think that's a good point. Like just finding a way to make your niche in a space and then showing them how valuable you can be can just help you grow. Absolutely.
The other thing we've learned, and you learn things the hard way. We had a very large practice who we kind of made this a template going forward. All they did was follow the code. And what I mean by that is the only thing they were concerned about was that coding and that measurable bump in their bottom line.
Right.
And aligning with them, and it was a very large practice, we still do business with them. As a matter of fact, it was a practice that we had a pharmacist in there 5 days a week.
Wow.
And we're servicing over 4,000 patients. But their culture was not aligned, in my opinion and the opinion of our management team, who was busting our ass, you know, to take care of patients, that when the coding was the focus, I just said, this isn't where we want to hang our hat. Now, we're still there, you know, we're there, you know, in a more engaging manner that is there as a concierge pharmacist who does pharmacogenetics. You don't have to sit in the office to do the swab, you know, but we review the test and we do other things. But the ability to do face-to-face encounters where all they're concerned is the billing, didn't align exactly with our vision. Mm. So we moved upstairs to a practice that had two other physicians who had more like-minded, patient-centric vision, and we're doing fine.
Awesome. Very interesting how much you've pivoted and grown in the different ways that you've found to serve practitioners and patients. I think that really helps change healthcare in general and patients' health just by being able to move and to adapt and to just try and find different ways to serve them.
It's funny you said that because I'm 300 pounds soaking wet and no one in my entire life has said that I pivot. I don't pivot. You can't pivot me. It's geometrically, physically impossible. Anyone who knows me and has seen me, I don't pivot. However, I do know that change, you know, when change occurs, some people get stressed. I love change. I embrace change because through change comes opportunity.
Opportunity.
Through crisis comes opportunity. When there's something going on in healthcare or in an environment that is not working, and guess what? Mm. That's happening every single day. The ability to adapt to that change and to provide the solution is what it is. RxVIP, and now with our relationship with Care One, which I want to talk a little bit about, we've created a Care One concierge approach because you need technology for documentation of the encounters that we do. And speaking to hundreds of consulting pharmacists, out-of-the-box pharmacists, people who want to do patient-centric care, the only thing that is united is the approach is, well, how do I get paid? How do I document? So we've been very fortunate to be partnered now with Care One. It's a leading risk management technology company that is the solution we need to grow. And that's something that we are going to bring to you, Heather, and Bryn, and out-of-the-box pharmacists, so you can talk to your listeners and say, hey, this is what we do. When you do it, other people will do it as well. So we're very excited about Care One Concierge and our ability to put the profession in the palm of your hand on an iPad to do all you need for annual wellness visits, for remote patient monitoring, for chronic care management, for medication therapy management, for screenings, for behavioral health screenings, for cancer, colon cancer, rectal cancer, to do everything that a pharmacist went to school for, to have it in an iPad next to pictures of my grandchildren. I'll tell you, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life.
Yeah, it sounds great. And I like that, you know, because so many pharmacists and so many people who watch us and listen to us, you know, it's really great. They want to do something. They love all these stories that we share of pharmacists doing things, but they just want to know how. Like, okay, now how can I do that? I love your story, but like, help me do that. So I think it's really clear that you have that full solution, it sounds like.
Well, and I do because I'm any brighter or smarter than the average bear, but I have more gray hair. I've been down the path. I built technology. I built a CCM platform and realized the good, the bad, and the ugly of technology. Technology makes my hair hurt. So when I can leverage other leading entities who recognize the value of the pharmacist, and I want to repeat that, who recognize the value of a pharmacist. There are tons of technology partners out there. I've talked to many. There are tons of them. And when I talk to them, it's easy to understand if they're just looking to sell something and have us be a reseller, or if they understand the value of having a pharmacist, and more importantly, a student of pharmacy, embrace their technology and utilize it to advance their career. And when I feel that love, when I feel that connection, which I did with Peter Bechtel. And I encourage all of your listeners to go on, you know, Helium Radio and listen to, you know, episode 19. That's my favorite number. It's my birthday, September 19th. Listen to Peter Bechtel talk about how we are joined at the hip. This is a technology company that does, that they're a publicly traded entity that recognizes that RxVIP and the team that we can deliver of pharmacists and PharmDs and students of pharmacy to staff their practices that they already have across the country. That's a belief that said, you know what, this isn't just Michael Goodman, you know, in Belmore. This is a paradigm shift in healthcare about how a pharmacist can practice at the height of their license.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it.
And he built, they've already, this isn't yesterday's news. I spoke to a technology person just yesterday. Has a great technology. He says, well, we're halfway through. We're doing this. We're beta that. We're this, we're that. This isn't beta anything. You know, Care One, as part of WellTrack One, has been out there with this platform for 6 years. The fact that we have now connected the pharmacist to the platform, anyone who's taking the great education and the great courses that people like Blair Thielemeyer and the Medpreneurs and you offer in terms of content, it's not about course, it's about education. You're educating people about what they can do in their profession. Well, at the end of that conversation, if they can walk away with the tool necessary to build their consulting business on their own, we've now, as you say, completed the loop.
So for our listeners, Ken, are you at a point where that's available to them, or what would you suggest for our listeners and viewers to be the next step if they were interested in using that platform to go out on their own and build their own business?
Well, the next step is they need to watch every single podcast that you and Ben Blumbrin do, because that's a prerequisite. So we're not going to give anyone the keys to the car until they fill it up with gas by watching you. Because the first time I watched you, I mean, I know Brent. I hadn't met you, Heather. And I've been talking to Brent for months. And every morning when I get on the phone with her, it's like crazy. You know, it's like she just inspires me. Because I know I have to get up earlier than I normally.
I know.
You know, she talks, I know more about race car Daytona driving than I ever knew before. But anyway. Yes, I wanted to align the launch of this product around two very important things in my life. On May 20th, 40 years ago, I graduated from St. John's. And 40 years is a long time. And I realized that part of what I am and who I am is because of the education that I got at St. John's. My dad, may he rest in peace, was a pharmacist. He never got a chance to see me graduate. He passed away in my first semester. But I know he's been looking down on me forever, and certainly for the last 5 years, as I tried to become the best pharmacist that I could be. So in his honor, and in to say thank you for the education that I received from St. John's, the day after, because I went, and by the way, May 20th is also my 41st wedding anniversary to my wife, Ronnie.
Wow.
So May 20th is an important date. And it actually is this year's graduation for the PharmD students who are entering our profession in 2019. So on the next night, because I don't want to take anything away from that night, if I did an event on my wife's anniversary, I probably wouldn't make it to 42. So on Tuesday night, we're going to officially launch this Care One Concierge. Care One Concierge is the concierge approach to healthcare. And we're doing it at a Meet the Pharmacist event here on Long Island at Maggiano's Italian Restaurant. And we're setting up a pasta bar. And it's an all-you-can-eat pasta because I believe that, you know, medications are food. And if you put food in your body and you put medication in your body, we're going to meet the pharmacist and we're going to show healthcare providers, pharmacists, we've invited doctors, pharmacists, students of pharmacy, and anyone and everyone who wants to focus on patients to join us at the pasta bar for free pasta and an introduction to the Care One Concierge platform. Right after that, we will launch this on the Pharmacy Podcast Network through APPA, which is the leading association to support independent pharmacies. We believe in independent pharmacies. We believe in the corner drugstore that is not the happy and healthy big box retail. Okay? They serve a purpose, but they don't align, in our opinion, to the best interest of the pharmacist in advancing his or her career. So we will be launching these Meet the Pharmacist initiatives. We will be doing webinars. We will be coming back to the out-of-the-box pharmacist with that product. We will be giving you, as the influencers that you are, we will be giving you a unit to play with while you're sitting at the pool. Because I am a way out-of-the-box pharmacist. Way out-of-the-box. You can't even fit me in a box. And I'm going to work with the out-of-the-box pharmacists, the leaders, the thought leaders, the Blair Thielemeyers, the other thought leaders, and the Sue Pauls and the Anna Gannettes, the people who are doing good for our profession. I want to give them the keys to enhance their business and their vision. Mm. Education, 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 that and more education. Knowledge is power. And all of us are trying to educate pharmacists that they can do more than flip burgers at the fast food pharmacy. And I'm going to be able to provide, not I, it's not I, there's no I in team. Our team has been able to leverage relationships with people like Peter Bechtel at Care One and Rick Shigaki at Translational Software, who leverages 80 laboratories in PGX testing and provides all of the leading analytic reporting. It's not about whose test you do. It's about the reports and what you do with it.
Absolutely.
So we are creating a paradigm shift on the way our pharmacy practice can be done. We're not a PBM. We're not a retailer. We're a virtual pharmacy that delivers value-based services. We don't dispense the medication. So
exciting. So exciting.
Yes, very, very cool.
Yeah. It's like the dream. I think for years we've all said that's the dream, is to have a pharmacist in every doctor's office. I mean, this is the fruition of all of that. It's so exciting. So it seems like the word is stay in touch with us in our vodcasts, and we'll try to keep you guys all educated on how to find out more about this Care One, because it does seem so very exciting, like an opportunity, absolutely, out of the box.
That's why this is my first vodcast. As you know, I have a face.
Well, you look great, Ken. You look marvelous.
There I am, sitting at the pool.
You are. You
know, I'm
great.
Buff.
So
I'm
you
buff.
See yourself. You look amazing.
I am so buff. I am so buff that the listeners are going to go crazy looking at me. So I thank you for putting me up on the cover of Better Homes and Gardens. That's probably the only magazine that I could ever get a cover story. But one day I want people like you and people like thought leaders to be on the cover of Pharmacy Today and Pharmacy Times, saying that you are advancing the career by doing good for our profession. Mm. Our profession is the greatest profession available. Mm. It's a very challenging business. What we've tried to do, and my business background is not in pharmacy. I have 30 years in the consumer electronics industry. The day after I got my license in 1979, I went to work for my father-in-law in consumer electronics, selling audio and video products and home theater products. I didn't practice for over 30 years as a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. In 2007, I went back to school, and in 1 year I had to get 46 credits and compete with young PharmDs. I'm not a PharmD. I'm a registered pharmacist. One of my students said to me a couple months ago, he says, are you allowed to fill prescriptions? I looked at her, I said, well, come across the street to the Merrick CVS and watch me verify 600 on Saturday.
Well, maybe it was a personal question, Ken. Maybe it had nothing to do with your degree. Maybe it's just like, are you sure they're allowing you to fill prescriptions?
That's an interesting, there are a lot of people, and a lot of people who went in maybe the first, maybe the second, maybe the 12th encounter or conversation they have with me, they go out, they go, what the hell is this guy talking about? He is, like I said, way out of the box. When the appies come, I said, they know this is not your traditional appy. As a matter of fact, we call it a mappy. It's more advanced pharmacy practice experience. But what I love about it is they stay with us. They stick with us. I mean, Sophia Lynn has gone through three of our rotations. She now is our director of engagement with physicians and students because she saw the vision. Jessica Costello was the first IPI I ever had. And this is the person who's now, she's a PharmD, doing a pharmacogenetic business plan for a retail location up in upstate New York. She reached out to me yesterday and she's coming on our podcast because what she's doing is changing the face of that community that she's working in. So, you know, we're making impacts with people that it just, they keep me up in the, you know, they keep me motivated and inspired to be better today than I was yesterday and better tomorrow than I am today. They drive me like crazy.
That sounds like how you keep going, potentially. In all of your excitement and all of your endeavors, how do you self-care? How do you take care of Ken and keep showing up as this amazing source and resource?
Well, sadly, from the neck down, I don't do a good job there. I have a lot of unexplained degenerative situations that Dr. Goodman and other physicians say I'm kind of a fascinoma. They haven't figured out why things are going the way they are. However, from the neck up, I am full of vim and vigor. So for self-care, I keep the mind going so the body can come along. I think about the things that I can do good, and I don't worry about the things that are bad that I can't change or can't change. My children, my family, I'm a grandfather of three. I get to spend a lot of time with the latest one in my tribe who comes over, and we watch her every Wednesday. So if you're looking for me to really do something deep and involved with you on Wednesday, don't bother. Don't bother. I have other agendas. Aww. But my wife watches, you know, her on the other days and helps my daughter Emily out when she went back to work. I have two beautiful grandchildren in Boston, and my daughter Amy, and I live for family, I live for friends, because you know when you have dear friends who care about you and you care about them, that's the opioids that I need, and I love doing things like this. I love just talking the talk. You don't think about what's ailing you when you're doing these kind of conversations. So I thank you. You were kind of my daily dose today.
Well, we agree, Ken. That's what we talk about. It fills our cup to do this, to share and just put out there things that might help others and just help others grow. So we're with you. This fills our cup. Absolutely.
I mean, I definitely in the beginning resonated with you. You had years of retail type experience, and there's a different level of stress that comes from that. Late nights, time away from family. So being able to transition into more like an independent pharmacy, shorter hours, more family life balance, those really add to your life. And being able to learn from you and other pharmacists that are thinking outside of the box and actually giving hope that, hey, we make a difference. We are there for the patient, and putting that patient care first, it's inspiring. So I appreciate that.
No, but think about what you just said, which is so important. The retail experience we have, if we look at that glass as being half empty and think about all the bad and all the negative about that, and there are some negatives, I call that the water cooler conversation.
Right.
Everybody's standing around the water cooler and complaining. But if you are surviving and thriving in a very difficult retail environment, imagine even if you took one day a week off from that retail job, which is how we approach this business, how you build this business. Take one day a week off from retail to be that concierge care provider, and it will, A, make the time you spend at retail more palatable, and it'll give you a vision that there's a light at the end of the tunnel that's not a freight train. I would have a hard time bringing someone in, but I would, and we have, who didn't have some sort of retail experience. You have to feel the burn.
Yeah.
You have to know what it's like to take care of patients in very difficult, challenging environments. And when you can then take that same passion and compassion for the patient and do it when you're not stressed out, when you can literally work for the patient and not run and listen to the phones and the queue and the flu shots and the drive-through window and the ridiculous hours and not going to the bathroom, on and on, I digress. But the point is, you will be, every one of your listeners or watchers is a concierge care provider, is a concierge pharmacist. They just need the opportunity to perform at the level that they went to school for. Yeah. Everyone cares for patient. Mm-hmm. Everyone cares and wants to help the patient. And what you have to have the opportunity and make the time to do it.
Absolutely. And what you described in academia, we call that grit, like building your grit. Like it, when you're, you know, in that tough situation and you're having to like succeed anyway.
Right.
We talk about that a lot with students and just what they have to get through with exams and stuff. And like students with grit, there's actually something measurable. They're actually studying grit. Like are the students with more grit more successful in school than students who don't have grit? And defining grit as being able to endure and persevere even though. So anyway, that just made me think of...
Well, actually, your comment about grit, and again, it's hard to do a, you know, a job call out on a podcast, but I'm coming after you, Heather, because one day, I'm not going to say I'm stalking you, because I'm sure there'd be some listeners out there who would probably, you know, call TMZ to say, oh, I heard there was a stalker. I'm not stalking you, but, and that's three buts. R3IP is an educational pathway to provider status. And the educational background that you have and how you got there, your story amazed me. Your story about sitting in the back of the classroom when there was nothing to do, but you just wanted to listen and learn, that's what I did. I went to a doctor to listen and learn about it. Yeah. And then to have all of the things you now have on your CV and your experience and creating programs in academia, I'm coming after you to be the dean of RxVIP, one of the faculty lead in RxVIP. We can't get that .edu because I think you have to like spend $1 billion,
probably,
you know, something. But to help teach the next generation of PharmDs, you will love doing it. I know it. I feel it. In all our conversations that we've had, you are passionate about the next generation, about education. And when I grow up, I want to be that educator. Mm. I said to the Dean of St. John's about 3 years ago when this was evolving, Dean Russell DeGate, a wonderful man. I love the vision that he has now with the university. When I was there 100 years ago, not so much. But anyway, we met in his office and we spoke, and he gave us about 45 minutes to an hour, and we talked about what we were doing. And he loved what we were doing. He said, you know, people come in and write checks and donate. What you're doing by donating your time and effort to advance the careers of our students is worth more than you could ever imagine. So I said to him, this was 3 years ago, I was still working at CVS at the time. I've since retired. But I said, if you give me an entry-level advocate professor salary, a handicapped parking space, and health insurance, I walk away from CVS tomorrow. And he laughed. He says, I'd love to do that. And it wasn't that he didn't have the salary. It wasn't that he didn't have the health insurance. He says, Kenny, we just don't have enough parking spots. And I said, Russell, you're killing me. You're killing me. But I believe in education. My mother, may she rest in peace, was a teacher and a guidance counselor for Martin Van Buren High School in Queens. I see the impact teachers make on people's lives. Both of my daughters did have masters in education. My daughter Amy at Boston University and Emily at Northeastern. Now, they're not using them now because they're building families instead of classrooms. But being a teacher, being an educator, means being a mentor. And mentoring is the greatest job. It's not a job. Mentoring is the greatest profession. You are an advocate for the future.
True.
My God, you know, you don't make a lot of money, but that's okay with me. I'll let others chase the code and chase the salary. Yeah. I want to chase these next generation PharmDs all the way to their aspirations. And I want to give them the backing, give them the support, help them find ways to retire their student debt by doing things, because this industry burdens them horribly with student debt. True. I want to help them save lives. Yeah. They are so bright, so committed, so passionate. They get me crazy on how good they could be. And then all I have to do is go flip burgers at CVS. And then in 2 months, they're chewed up like a wood chipper. Sad.
Right. Well, you're being a great advocate. And I'm so glad we brought you on today, because you are definitely one of the big advocates, I think, for our profession in so many ways.
You're not recording this, are you?
Yeah. No. Did you think we were recording?
No, I don't want anyone to. I thought this was just us girls. You did. Really? You recorded it?
We thought we did. Darn it.
You'll be hearing from my attorney.
But thank you so much. Promise that you'll come back on, and we'll continue to hear more and more from you as things unfold. Promise? Yes.
I'll barbecue at the pool, and I'm there.
Yay.
I'll make you a parking space. I'll have a parking
space. Oh, yeah. We've got parking spots all over.
You know what drives the concierge pharmacist? Handicap parking drives the concierge pharmacist. Ask your listeners to listen to the concierge pharmacist show, because you were on there.
Yes.
Don't just tell them to come listen to me. You're the great one. Give them your show.
Absolutely.
We'll link that show in the notes. There we go.
Come on.
Yeah, we'll have all the information for Ken and his shows down below, so you definitely can stay on top of that. And as we showed your flyer for the Maggiano's, so if anyone is
May 21st?
Yes, in New York, right?
Yes.
Head over there.
Come for free pot. Well, find the Maggiano's. They're nationwide, and in 30 minutes, I'll have a conversation with that manager, and we'll do a Maggiano's right in Florida.
There's one
in Orlando. There's one in Palm Beach. Be my Florida Maggiano girl.
Yeah, there are Maggianos here, and it's delicious.
And by the way, you can also do Panera Bread, because that's the world headquarters of RXVIP. I've done more meetings at Panera Bread than I think Carter has liver pills.
I have a little container of Carter's liver pills.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. I actually have a little, it's like a little tin thing. Yeah, it's really
You're the only one.
Because my mom used to say that all the time. You have more toys than Carter has liver pills. And I don't think too many people know what that means. But
it'll be our secret. We'll let them laugh. They don't understand it. The history of pharmacy.
No.
Crazy.
No. Well, thank you
Ladies,
so much.
Ladies, an absolute pleasure.
Yes.
I love what you're doing. Anything I can do, our company can do. Todd and the Podcast Network loves you. We'd love to have you be part of us. At whatever level that you want, you are inspiring women of pharmacists, men of pharmacists, future leaders of pharmacists to do more outside the box, because you are the out-of-the-box pharmacist that I love.
Thank you so much, Ken, for joining us.
I'm Brent.
Anytime.
I'm Heather. Have a great day. And this is Ken. We're with Pharmacists Out of the
Beautiful
Box.
Ken. Let's see. Can you even see Ken on here?
There's Ken.
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 Bye.
Thanks. See you next time, guys.